Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast here at Anointed with Power Ministries. I am Prophetess Kristen Laurie, and it is an honor to truly be before you all. So it has been a long time since we have posted a podcast episode, and we are so thankful that God is giving us the green light to begin to post again. So just some updates. It's been a long time. The ministry has undergone some changes. God has increased us. God has given us new team members. Things have been looking up and looking good, and God is surely good. So happy June. I know we are approaching the mid to end of June, but June has been a wonderful month, and we have some wonderful things going on. Just for catch-up purposes, we currently have a scripture challenge going on over on YouTube on our page or our channel, Anointed with Power Ministries. You can find me under Prophetess Kristen. And we also have some other things cooking behind the scenes. We do mentoring. We do prophetic counsel and encouragement. You can email us. We're doing a giveaway within the scripture challenge. And there is just so much more to come. God is surely good. So with the podcast is just going to be another way to connect to other users or other Christians. Facebook isn't for everybody. YouTube isn't for everybody. Instagram isn't for everybody. So God really wanted me to hit every avenue, and podcasts are becoming increasingly popular. So we're going to be using all forms or all avenues of social media to connect to you guys, because we love you. And we want to do the podcast to take our time to be a little bit more informal, if you know what I mean, to play catch up, you know, kind of get you guys back on track or just up to date with where we are with things, announcements. We will have guest visitors. My other team members on the ministry will be joining me, helping. We want you guys to leave messages, voicemails, I think, and we're going to play around with the podcast, and who knows, maybe partner up with some other podcasters out there. But in this episode, I wanted to talk about where we are right now in this season. Right now in this season, 2020, June 2020, with all that is going on with Black Lives Matter and with coronavirus, just post-corona, post-COVID, we are in a state of transition. We have so much going on. God has rendered his judgment. This is something that's been coming for a while. A lot of us prophets, we've been getting things from God, seeing a lot of death, but just not really knowing exactly where it was coming from. Like, how would it hit us? Would it be a plague? Would it be, the flu, or, you know, would it be accidents? How would this happen? But for the past, 6 months, really 7 months, I've been seeing a lot of death. God's been showing me a lot of death. And so a lot of us, we've been aware of this coming, seeing a lot of death. And I know a lot of other prophets or prophetess who tend to, I don't want to say specialize, but their ministry is really based on the accuracy of disasters and dates and when things are going to happen, like with the nation and things like that. And so a lot of them have been a little bit more on point, because that's there where they specialize. That's where their gifts come into handy, and God uses their ministry, you know, for that. And so it's been out there for the past few months with this whole, with the pandemic and a lot of death and things like that, you know, celebrities passing away. And God did show me a few months back just this sense of unity. I remember the dream I had. It was a bunch of different Americans from different colors. I mean, Asian, white, black, Hispanic, and just different shades of people coming together and an American flag. This was a very powerful dream God gave me, I want to say maybe 8 months ago. Just a sense of unity, a sense of like the nation coming together and like kind of just like that fist, you know, and I didn't really know what that meant. I knew, okay, it was like something to do with perhaps race, but again, we prophesy in part, we get things in part, but God will definitely warn his prophets. He will warn his children so that we can be prepared, because when God renders his judgment, he renders his judgment, but he wants us to be prepared and aware of what's going on. So this was a special time. It is a special time, and really just so many things happening. And I know this taught me a lot. This taught me about God's provision. And I know many of you can attest to that. For those of us who really trust him, who have been obedient and may have done what God told us to do before all of this hit, you know, taking that job, relocating, and really being obedient and listening to God's instructions. Because I know if I had not done what God told me to do, I would be in a really bad place right now, financially, career-wise. I'm thankful that through this, myself and my children were untouched, unharmed by the virus. I actually work in a hospital. As an essential employee, I wasn't furloughed. I kept my job. I mean, God just really provided and is still providing for me during this time. And if you guys can share your story on how God has provided for you, provided provision during this time, that would be wonderful. We want to know, how are you doing? How has life been prior to, during, after COVID? And then also, what are your thoughts on the Black Lives Matter and our place as the church, as Christians? Where do you feel your role or our role should be in all of this, and stuff going on with our president? These are very serious topics and things that we should be talking about. God gave me this sort of a neutral standpoint to just pray. Don't get angry, because anger is what distracts us from God's truth. You know, anger keeps us in our flesh. Anger keeps us hating our brother and sister versus looking for a solution. So being a woman of color, obviously there's going to be that natural urge to want to do something, or that pressure to want to need to do something. But being a Christian first and foremost, or just a believer in Jesus Christ, who sees no color, God sees no color, God sees, you know, no physical appearance, God sees our soul, our spirit, and we all belong to him. Coming from that standpoint, I have to do what he tells me to do. And he is saying to keep calm, continue on with the mission and the work he has given me to do, continue to steward, and to pray without ceasing, because the enemy wants to distract and wants us to fight and argue and miss God's bottom line and instruction. So I want you to think about that too. You know, get a journal. In our ministry, we're really big on getting calendars, you know, planners, writing down things, being organized, and getting a journal and journaling, and just put down your thoughts and what God is, you know, pressing on you to do, because we have to be organized. You know, we have to have structure. We have to have a system, right, where we're making sure our time is not being wasted. That's another thing. Holy Spirit wanted me to talk about time. Time is, although yes, God can manipulate time, God can speed time up, God can restore, right, what the enemy tried to take, and still time is essential. Time is important. I try not to spend a lot of time or waste a lot of time doing fruitless things. There were times when I would sit on the phone for hours with family members, friends, and not that I didn't enjoy it. I love my friends and family, but it was obviously a venting session, more so for them. And God said to me, You don't have time for that. And now with the ministry taking off, I really don't have time. So I am very cognizant of my time. When you want to be successful, when you want to grow in whatever it is that God is giving you or your purpose, time is essential. So think about your time management. Think about what you're doing in your day-to-day, and is it producing fruit? Are you growing, you know, that project, that baby that God has given you? Are you putting what God wants you to put into it, or are you leaving it idle, abandoning it? So that is something that God also wanted me to talk to you guys about. And right now we're in a season where things are moving fast. God is opening doors. God is providing keys. God is really just extending that olive branch. He's extending his mercy, his grace. He's extending, you know, forgiveness and love and peace, and he's restoring things and he's redeeming things and giving us back what the enemy stole. So this is not a time to sit back and to just watch things happen, but we need to take action. And when I say that, it's about your purpose. It's about your purpose. It's about the fruit. You have to take a look at your life and clean up. Bottom line, clean up. What isn't working? What's working? What does God want you to get rid of? Who does God want you to get rid of? Who do you have around you? Check your circle. Get in control of your finances. All right. This is a crucial time for the body of Christ, for our country, and for us as Christians. God really wants to catapult you into your purpose. I don't know who needs to hear this, but God really wants to catapult you into your purpose. He wants to activate you. He wants to connect you to other kingdom leaders and people who can help open the doors, but you got to give him something. Purpose is essential, and that's what the enemy wants. He wants to keep us blindfolded. He wants to keep us in the gray. He wants to keep us in the standstill where all these years go by and we're still sitting idle. So it's never too late. Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about shoulda, coulda, woulda. God is saying start with today and forgive and let go of what they did. And that is being in ministry, being in leadership and mentoring, and dealing with other prophetic people, especially because we deal with a lot of mental stuff. That is the one thing that I've realized. It's very hard for us to get past the mental stuff. If you have to go see a therapist, go see a therapist. If you have to see a counselor, go see a counselor. If you need medication, take medication. Do whatever it is that God is telling you to do to get the help that you need, because mental health is real. Mental health issues is real. And I know that being a child survivor, having endured childhood trauma and looking at my relationships, God showed me this is not you. This is not how I created you. This is what the enemy did. This is what trauma did. It rewired your brain. So everything is just so much harder. Healthy relationships, being able to flow with people on your job and relationships and your marriage. And if we're not healthy, how can we produce good fruit, healthy fruit, edible fruit? How can we help others if we're not whole within ourselves? And that's where God comes in to play. So these are things that we need to think about. And a lot of people, we're on YouTube and we're looking for words and we're word hopping, and God is saying, no, stick with one or two people, get what you need, but you got to go to him first. Go to him first. Bottom line, that's why we're doing the scripture challenge, so that you can get the meat and, you know, study the word and really just lean on God first and foremost, then come to YouTube for confirmation. It should be confirmation. And okay, if you're really having a hard time deciphering something, you've been having dreams, you just can't figure it out. Many of us don't have a community of Christians that we can go to, or a church. And again, that's where the scripture challenge comes in. We have that email thread where everybody is connected and we can help each other, embrace each other. But yes, you can, you know, that's okay to go onto YouTube, and a prophet or prophetess may kind of activate something in you that you didn't realize because you were going through some heavy warfare. So it's okay in that regard. But for the most part, God wants us to take a break from the social media. He wants us to really kind of dial it down. He wants us to get closer to him in his word and study and repent and forgive. These are crucial. The Bible is based on love. Jesus is based on love. The New Testament is based on love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to love and respect and honor our parents, okay? Many of us want blessings, but we don't even talk to our mother or father. We don't talk to our sister or brother, and God is looking at that. Your home and your family life is your first ministry, and if you can't get that right, then why would God trust you with a platform, a public platform? And yeah, you may get some subscribers, you may get some views, but I'm telling you, the fruit will not expand. You will not grow, and God will not give you more until you hash out or deal with the bottom line in your home, in yourself. And this is all with God. This all starts with God. So I know we talked about a lot of things in this episode. This is just kind of the introduction, you know, the welcome back. Happy to be here. Just some instructions for this season. And again, I pray you had your journal. I pray you wrote everything down. Get organized. We're here for you. We're here for prayer. Shanora White is our social media rep. And Amanda, she is our team leader. And these women are amazing. They have serving hearts, and we really work in this ministry, and we really want to help you. We have a club that we're working on, and we're doing a 1 month trial where we really want to see where God is going to take this club. And we've got about 4 or 5 women who we've handpicked, and these women, we're so excited to let them into the club just to see how it is, just to see how it goes. And that's another thing. If there are things you're working on or things you feel like God wants you to do, take the time to reach out to family and friends to kind of test it out. Okay, allow for the trial and error. Allow God to steward you, to help you get through it, to help you maneuver through, and to see, you know, how it works. It may not be something for you. It may be a hit. You know, God loves that. He loves when we give him things to work with, when we play around with things, and, you know, we trial and error and research. He loves that. God created all of that. It's not just for the businessman or for the scientist. We as Christians, we have all of that. We have the capacity to do all of that. So don't limit yourself and don't limit God. But I love you guys. And I just wanted to just leave you with just some encouraging words. You know, God is saying during this time, knock and the door shall be open. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Right? And the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? And God is saying that no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. Father God, we love you for this podcast. We love you for our AWP family and team. Father God, we thank you for our subscribers. Lord, we just ask that you protect us during this time, Father God. Activate us, Father God. Heal us, Father God. Love us, Father God. Help us to get through this time, Father God. Keep us safe, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you just have your way in our lives, in the nation, Father God. We just ask, Father God, for divine connection, Father God, divine intervention, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We worship you, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, you are a mighty King, Father God. You are Alpha, you are Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. We love you, oh Lord, and in your precious name, Jesus, I say amen. Amen. Love you guys. God bless.